This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, it's Hope Day. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's going to be beautiful today. I'm very excited. I have a lot of stuff to do outside today. The Big Brother finale's tonight. I'm not going to watch that tonight. It's too late. You know, 9 to 11. I'm going to have to watch it tomorrow.
It's good for Maria.
Yeah, it's great for Maria. Maria, don't send the letter until Friday,
I guess.
I'm not
going to watch it until tomorrow as well.
Oh, okay.
I spoke to her briefly about that.
Oh, yeah. It's just on too late. I can't do it. All right, let's find out what the peoples had to say.
So our text number, people, is 800-400-3697. You send us your text. They end up in one place, scattered, but, you know, I try to sort through them and find a way to read them back in
one piece.
You do
a cohesive job of that?
Yeah. Doesn't always work, but I try. Anyway, so here's some of the stuff you guys sent. 707 says, we have a 22-month-old. I want another, but Hub says he's too old and tired. He's 48. Doesn't want to be the grandpa dad at school events. That's from 707. Here's the weird thing about that, because that's about the age. No, that's not quite the age. Close-ish.
Well, close to it, because you were 50 when she was born, right?
I don't know, but whatever. The point I wanted to make is, and this is one of the things I thought for sure Christina was going to come down on, as I was saying, I don't want to work that hard. It's too much. The first kid almost broke us up. The second kid is sure to finish the job. I told her all these things, and I thought for sure that with all these, you know, complaints and all of these arguments against it, that if I said yes, she'd go, he doesn't want to do this. I shouldn't put him through this. But when I finally said, all right, we'll try for 3 months, she didn't say that. She said, okay, I'll meet you upstairs. Let's go.
Great. Move those hips with intention, buddy.
And I was like, you know, I don't. So I was going to say, you know, you should just let him have that. He's saying he doesn't want to. Don't push that. Like, you know, he may end up feeling guilty and trying for you, but he's trying to tell you he doesn't want to do it. Right?
Nah, keep it up. You want more kids, you know. It's like you said, you're glad that you did it because now your kid can't hold that over your head. There's going to be plenty of things she's going to want therapy for, and it won't be because she was an only child. So there's that.
Thanks for the help.
You're welcome.
Well done. There's the other side to it. Nice people in 707.
I agree.
Just get your way.
Well done.
At any cost.
Just get your way. Just do what you got to do.
Whatever it takes.
He'll be happy in the long run. Don't worry. He's already going to be a grandpa father. Don't worry about it.
Whatever breaks.
You do it to yourself. You do. It's true. And that's what really hurts. Just you and no one else.
Well, anyway.
In sync. Nice job.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. I highly recommend Vinny find a new daycare or nanny. We had our 2-year-old home for 7 months while we worked full time, and she wouldn't nap either. We just sent her back to daycare last month, and it's life-changing. Most daycares are taking extreme precautions, and the data seems to show that kids under 4 aren't spreading it around to each other. They can still get it from an adult, But for our sanity and our jobs, it was a risk we were willing to take.
Yes, the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, I'm very, I understand that. I do. I really do.
It's hard. I was actually picturing, like, if they could put kids into, like, clear plastic cubes, you know, with air holes. I mean, you know, all, and a little blankie and stuff. Food slot, you know, that kind of thing. If we could just do that. Set up a big TV or something. Just let them. They can't hurt themselves.
A food slot.
You know, okay. Something. So we don't have to interact with them and they're out of our way. You know, like that.
Good idea.
Yeah. Thanks.
My bestie and I built a haunted house and are doing a carnival theme in the backyard where they can play games and win prizes. Our children have been together since the beginning of this whole pandemic. So we're doing it just for them and we're not taking them trick-or-treating. That's great. That works.
Yep. You got to do what works. You got to figure it out. And some kids, they're like, oh, okay, fine. No Halloween. Other kids are like, what? Oh my God. I need my candy. You got to do what works for your kids.
408 says, my wife loves Pliny the Elder beer.
People do freak for that. There's also a Pliny the Younger, which I think is more widely available. Or maybe that's, I don't know. But apparently there's like a whole lineup for people to, you know, when they first release it, they can't satisfy the need.
650. So that's why my folks didn't buy Play-Doh when I was a kid, no matter how much I begged. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Play-Doh is not only super messy, but I said this earlier. If it gave me an hour, you know, if they stayed at it and really built some things, and then I'd say, make all the mess you want. It's totally worth it.
Right.
But that size mess for 10 minutes of playtime is not worth it. No way.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just the mess on the table. It ends up on the floor, on the chairs, on them. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's an outside toy. Put some sand in that. That's sure. A good. It's like a texture thing.
I'm making little goodie bags, says, hold on, darn it, 707 says, I'm making little goodie bags and hiding them around my front yard and driveway and putting a sign at the end of my driveway that says, each kid can take one bag. The parents can spray sanitizer on it if they're worried about it, but I will be wearing a mask and gloves when I make the bags.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you can even put that on your sign. Like, this stuff was all made with masked and gloved.
The COVID-safe Halloween treats.
I mean, you know, and your neighbors either trust you or they're like, no, that's the lady that drinks too much Pliny the Elder. Yeah. Stay away from
that
any of those bags.
Right.
Bound covered in COVID, there. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And barf, because she drinks too much, you know?
It's a barf bag. Here, go ahead, take one. It's for you. Oh, it's a good one.
Went to Tamil Pie last night. On my way home, saw the Deuce with a good number of people inside. How does the mayor of Mill Valley feel about this?
I don't know who the mayor is right now.
You are. You're
I'm the mayor. I'm against it. That seems bad.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. Doesn't make much sense.
John went to the Deuce the other night. He said that
God.
Yeah, he said you could sit outside. They have it like roped off. I'm like, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Go ahead. Whatever. At this point, we're doing what we can. Well, I'm doing what I can and when I can. And my one kid is the only one who's really doing what he can. He seems really responsible. I'm very proud of him.
Here's a sad one. For a number of reasons, but COVID has hurt my marriage too. My husband is tired of how much I complain. I'm exhausted from distance learning and then working at night. Hub has been talking about divorce because I'm so miserable. That helps. There's a person who's falling apart, and on top of it, you tell them, and I'm probably going to divorce you because you're such a pain in my butt. Wow, that's great.
That is, I'm sure that's not an uncommon story. At least they're telling each other. He's like, you complain too much. I can't take this anymore.
Right.
You know. She's not just going to be surprised when she gets served. Mm.
Dick is pronounced dish, Sarah.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
707 says, guys, check out the David Lee Roth interview on CBS Sunday Morning. Oh, my God. He is a nutter on a day pass. Brilliant, eccentric. Love him. Can I tell you a quick story from Steve Vai, who was David Lee Roth's guitar player when he went solo?
Yeah.
Steve Vai tells this story in one of the magazines I read, that David Lee Roth was throwing, this was for one of his solo record releases, he was throwing a huge party where they were going to make take video, and it was going to be either be part of the music videos or something else. Anyway, he said that Steve Vai showed up, and there were these trucks backing into David Lee Roth's backyard to drop sand on the tennis court so they could set up a beach scene.
Oh, fun.
So these trucks, it's like a convoy of trucks pull up and they start dumping sand, and David Lee Roth walks out, and the action all stops, and David Lee Roth tests the sand and decides that it is not to his liking. He wants it all picked up, and he wants you to go get different sand for his beach scene. And then he walks off. And all of a sudden, these trucks now are picking up all the sand that had been dumped on the tennis court.
Oh, my God.
And they have to leave and go find less grainy sand. That's
less
better
grainy.
Less grainy. A much softer, less granular sand. Well, I don't know how
more
you even
talcum powdery.
Yes.
Huh.
And that is David Lee. There's a moment at David Lee Roth's house, everyone. He didn't like, the sand was not to his liking.
Well, so, if you've got all the money in the world and the sand isn't to your liking, get the sand you want.
You ever try to pick up sand?
Yeah, no, I haven't. And neither has David Lee Roth. So, not his problem. The problem is the party planners.
That stuff is impossible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It gets everywhere. There's probably still sand from that party. I mean, of course there is. Why? How could there not be?
I mean, they're famous for having tested every venue. The people who read the writers, they're famous for having said, we want M&Ms and we want all the brown ones taken out. Mm. That was one of their plays to make sure you read their writer and got it right.
Right. You better.
Very decadent. I'm a Giants fan, but congratulations to the Dodgers, says 707. I'm not reading your note, 707. You can forget.
Yeah, don't read that one, Vinny.
Let's see here.
Glad you ignored it.
Love you guys. Wish I could hear you better.
What's the matter? Are we not talking into our mics?
No, they're not using radio.com right.
Oh,
listen, you know what you should do? Write a note to Bryn, and he'll walk you through how that thing works.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, back to the Dodgers winning.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you watch the whole game? I guess one of the guys was removed from the field in the eighth inning. Like all of a sudden, his COVID test came back, and they're like, "Oh, that guy has COVID."
I heard that. Yeah.
Justin Turner.
I didn't see it.
Oh, mid game.
Heard that.
At this point, just leave him. What the hell? It's the last game.
Well, yes, I don't disagree, but, you know, that's just like if I were to test positive for COVID right now, I wouldn't stay in the house. I'd split just because if they don't have it, I'm not going to make sure they get it.
Well, Turner did. He didn't immediately take the field with his teammates as they celebrated, but later, an hour later, he came in to take photos with the trophy. And
he did have
a mask on, of course, but, you know.
He missed the moment of a lifetime because of COVID. Mm. Thanks, COVID.
And he says he feels fine, so I'm sure everyone else will be fine, too.
Right.
Eighth inning, they're like, hey, you got COVID. Get out of there. So funny.
Not really.
Not at all, actually.
My mom makes delicious beef jerky in the oven at a super low temp. So good.
Oh.
I thought you needed... Whatever. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it. I've heard you dehydrate it, but what do I know?
Yeah, I read.
Oh, is it done yet? Have you tasted it?
I've been tasting it. It's not done yet. I mean, it's kind of done. I'm still learning. I don't have it down. So
yeah, well, get it good because I'm going
to
want to
trying to get it
bucket
down,
of that chicken for Christmas.
415 says, Vinny, we had quite a scare yesterday in the Montclair neighborhood in Oakland when someone's generator exploded and burned down two houses.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, the fire department responded very quickly and prevented the fire from spreading. Oof. You know that I told you guys.
Two houses, though, went.
In fact, you could hear it I think still on, what was that, Tuesday morning, you could, I don't know if you guys could hear it, but we could hear it. I could hear it Monday night too. Someone had left their generator on, and we were kind of like, okay, we have power back. Why are you still running that thing?
Right, yeah. You'd mentioned that.
And we were tripping
right
out on our neighbors, like, looking around, kind of hoping maybe they're gone, and that's why they don't know, but don't you have to feed? Anyway, it turns out it was the high school over a mile away had the generator running for two extra days before they realized someone needs to turn that off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are people going to the high school?
No.
Well, good thing they have a generator, though.
So I don't know if that thing kicked on itself or someone went and started it just because that's what you do. I don't know. I have no idea, but
got to keep these books cold.
That was the source of the all-night noise from the other day. Thanks.
That's soothing.
Got it. That's it. It's
yeah, it is
soothing.
Soothing. That sound, you've got it, too. It's, that's exactly it. Jesus. Ha, says 408. Turns out I've been sexually distancing for 29 years.
Oh.
LOL.
Well.
That's sad.
Gracious. That is kind of sad. 29 years.
I mean, I know
like
different people have different, you know, priorities, and but being close to someone in that way,
that's overrated.
It's not overrated.
Oh,
what are you, crazy?
Sarah.
But 29 years is a long time.
I hate that you say that.
Sarah,
don't worry.
I'm
we're
trying
married
to sell
Vinny,
something
we're not
to
married
the people.
We're not married. Don't worry.
The
you
ladies
don't have to like it for you.
Oh, God.
And listen, that's part of the running joke in the house. Oh, that again?
You mean your running joke?
Yeah, my running joke.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, I hate that. Really, that again? Ugh. All right.
Jesus. All right, let's go.
I get the who have needs, I guess. Yeah, all right. Hit the button.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you guys' workout plans are going to be 3 months or so out into the future.
Well,
what's
going
to happen
Bryn
between now and then?
Well, Bryn is trying to find that weight set. I've mm-hmm been trying to find an Xbox. Those things are gone too.
Well, exercising your fingers, I guess. That's, you know.
And right, you're going to try to find a washer, right?
Well, John's going to try and fix the washer. John's going to try and fix it. Because
oh, okay,
you're not wrong. Apparently, it's hard to get major appliances right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, we've all got our challenges. I'm going to be loading up the car in a few minutes and heading over to the wash and dry,
nice,
or whatever the hell the thing's called. I got to talk to John. He might not allow me to just drop the stuff off to get washed and folded. That seems so great, though. I wonder what that costs. Like, what am I willing to pay for someone to wash and dry my laundry and fold it and have it
well,
all nice?
I mean, you have to worry they're coughing right into your clothes, right? I mean,
no, I'm not worried about that at all.
It's possible that they're blowing their COVID nose right into your shirt before they fold it and send it
I
back to you.
I suppose it's possible.
Right.
Again, what am I going to pay for that? Is that going to be $100? Is that going to be $10? Like, what's that going to be? It's
so
high
it
per
looks
pound,
like it
right?
By pounds, yeah.
I think it
so
is a price
what
per
is it
pound
per pound? I have no idea what my clothes weigh. Probably so much. When I weigh myself with them on, it seems like I just weigh way too much.
I'm sure it's different within every city because, you know, prices. But it says on Google about $1.50 per pound.
Oh, boy. That's a lot. Because it feels like I've got at least 100 pounds of laundry. It's a lot. Okay. Anyway, you guys.
Have
tonight,
a wonderful
yes
afternoon with your laundry.
Thank you. Enjoy your afternoon with your children. All of
do
you, all of you guys. And it is going to be a nice day, so maybe you can, you know, get out into the world. And
I have this
stay
visual of my youngest being like, I heard your show, Holmes, and I don't like the way you talk about me.
I get it. You didn't want me, all right? I get that you're stuck with me now.
What do you think? I'm deaf? I can hear your show. You're doing it in the other room.
Has Isla ever said anything like that to you?
No.
Oh, well, listen, everything, all your barriers are being worn down. You just yeah say whatever the hell you want now.
You're right.
Anyway.
Have a good one, you guys.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.